Chapter 1. My Childhood. I bow to the spirit that dwells within the body. I serve the all-pervading soul that fills everything. My childhood came to an end, steeped in this very philosophy. By the time I reached my teenage years, singing along to Red Flag, Red Flag, Red, Red Flag, I had joined the Communist Party and drawn close to atheism. By the time I moved from my teenage years into youth, I was introduced to the Bible. Within that scripture, the book of Proverbs was what first set me thinking. In my early childhood, without my fully realizing it, my father, Venkata Raju, suffered from poor health and obesity. My mother's family was from Podaru, her native village, in Achantamandal of West Godavari district. My mother, Rudraraju Surama, was the daughter of Rudraraju Somaraju. My father was Belam Konda Venkataraju. He worked at the Raju's hospital, the Osler Hospital, in Podaru. My mother gave birth to me at the Osler Hospital in Podaru in 1962. My mother had 5 children, 3 sons and 2 daughters. The first was my brother Bangaraju, a servant of God. The second was my brother Subaraju, also a servant of God, and I was the third. According to the caste order laid out in the Manu Dharma Shastra, ours was a Kshatriya family, belonging to the second Varna, a family that fully practiced traditional idol worship. While I was still a small child, my mother enrolled me in a Gurukulam that imparted traditional learning. About 2 kilometers from Vegiraju Ramakrishnam Raju's Nature Cure Ashram, near Visakodaru in Bhimavaram, West Godavari district, our Raghu Gurukulam stood on several acres of land amid groves of mango, cashew, and casuarina trees. My childhood memories of that Gurukulam remain vivid to me even now.